And I remember learning so much, acquired so much knowledge about this and this and this and that. And I understood it to a certain measure. But going through it again and again, and even going through it again this time as we're going through it as a group, you know, I realize and I begin to see things further, or perhaps not further, but perhaps things I should have understood 4 years ago. Maybe now I'm really beginning to understand or grasp what the whole thing is about. God is continuously and progressively revealing Himself to us. Now, obviously, you've heard this statement before, you know, I read the Bible and I can read the same verse, you know, 1,000 times, and every single time I get a new revelation from God. Have you heard that before? Maybe not 1,000, but you've heard people say, you know, every time I read a passage, you know, I read it over and again, and each time I read it again, I get a new revelation. It speaks to me. I won't be that spiritual and tell you that every single time I read the same passage, every single time I get something brand new. I won't be that. I won't pretend that that's the case. But I do believe that it is true. You know, there are, and I believe that God, in seasons and in times, helps us to understand certain things. So God will reveal Himself to us as we read the Scriptures. So I want you to see this morning, I'm not trying to say that every single time you read your Bible, you shouldn't get something new. I'm just saying that for me personally, I've discovered in different seasons and in different times, that's where I've found it more true for me. Okay? Not necessarily if I read Psalms 1 every day, that suddenly I'll see something new. I'm just trying to be as honest as I can to you. Okay? All right? But I do discover that I can read the same passage, but in different seasons of my life. And I can assure you that there's always something new. So God is taking us through a journey, progressively revealing Himself to you and to me. Amen? All right? So I want to share a few thoughts and 7 points this morning, really quickly before I pass it. Very easy. Nothing too new. But I want you to know that God reveals Himself to you and to me. That means God is not just really revealing Himself to the pastor or to the leader, He's also revealing Himself to you as a believer, as a member of the church, as a member of the local church, as an individual. God reveals Himself to you and to me. So we would just want to quickly say, what are those avenues in which God reveals Himself? And the first three has to do with whether you're a believer or whether you're not. Okay? So the first one here is God reveals Himself in nature or in creation. When we look at creation, we see the wonder of God. Amen? So every time, you know, remember when we went to see the stars, I mean, a little bit disappointing, I was expecting more, but you know, but just we went to the, observatory, and you know, I was expecting a little bit more, to be honest, but it was great nevertheless, right? We talked about the stars and we're like, wow, I stand in awe of Him who made, right? We talk about this, and I recently went for a trip, and you know, we went to, you know, in Calvary, and we had some beautiful scenery there. And I honestly, as I stood and I looked at the sea, and from the heights of where I was, I just couldn't stop but say, wow, praise God, how wonderful, how marvelous, truly. And I just couldn't stop just praising God, standing there. You know, it was beautiful. But God reveals Himself in nature. Number two, God reveals Himself in our conscience. Okay? Whether we're Christians or not, God, because we're created in the image and likeness of God, God puts a sense of right and wrong. Obviously, everyone develops what's their own right and wrong, you know, because of the world and the systems of this world. But yet, deep inside, there is something that people would know, like murder is wrong. Do you know what I'm talking about here, right? Okay, so there's this sense. So in our conscience, God speaks to our conscience. How much more, as believers of Jesus Christ, whereby we've been cleansed, whereby our conscience has been cleared, whereby we've been washed by the blood of the Lamb, whereby we receive the new life, seed in Christ, whereby we're connected with God, how much more God speaks to us through our conscience. All right? We know what's right and what's wrong. And so when God speaks to us, we are to respond to what God says to us. So the first one is nature. Second one is conscience. Deep inside, we know, hey, I need to know God. I don't know who God is, but I want to know who God is. It's in us. That's why there's all kinds of religions out there, because people are looking for the God who created all things, but they ended up making their own God. But you and I are privileged to know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen? Third one is in history. God reveals Himself in history. You know, we look at events that happens, you know, all across, may it be in our current times or even in times of old, God reveals Himself. And in Scripture, there are a lot of historical events that are recorded for us, because God reveals Himself to nations, to kings, to Gentile kings, to the nation of Israel. He revealed Himself in history. Amen? Can you say an amen to that? Book of Daniel is an amazing example. That's why you should come for the class. All right, again. Okay? Because this interpretation of the dream that King Nebuchadnezzar had talks about the history of the human kingdoms right until Jesus comes. And He is revealing Himself as the stone cut without hand, His kingdom and an everlasting kingdom. The fourth one is, and now this is to the believer even, okay, but more so to the believer, in miracles. Not just the believer, but okay, you got both there, but miracles. God reveals Himself through miracles, right through the New Testament. You know, so when you see God operate in miracles, we should be saying, wow, God reveals Himself. He wants me to see that He's a healer. He wants me to see that He cares. He wants us to see that He's sovereign, that He's in control, that He can do all things, that all power and dominion belongs to Him. All things are possible in Christ, in signs and wonders. Amen? So God reveals Himself in signs and wonders. God reveals Himself, number five, in prophecy. God speaks through prophecy. The Bible is a prophetic book. The whole Bible, right from Genesis all the way to Revelation, is a prophetic book. And a prophetic or prophecy means things that have been spoken that have yet to take place. And Jesus came to fulfill prophecy. Amen? And there are still prophecies that are yet to be fulfilled that only happens at the coming of Jesus Christ. So you and I, through the prophecy, Scriptures in itself is prophetic. So it's hard to say that, oh, you're not prophetic. We should be prophetic, because may God gives us eyes to see the prophetic Scriptures that is running through the veins from Genesis to Revelation. Amen? So we should be prophetic. Amen? Because God is revealing Himself through prophecy. Just like He did when all the Scripture says, everything that I've done so far, the law, everything, the prophets and the law and the writings, they speak of Me. Speaking of what? What He would do in His first coming. But He's coming again. So we should open our ears, because the Scriptures are prophetic. Amen? So God reveals Himself in prophecy. Next one. God reveals Himself in Christ. In time past, God spoke through the forefathers, through the fathers, through the prophets, but now He speaks to you through Jesus Christ, His Son. Everything goes through the filter of the cross. When you look at Christ, you see Christ. Sorry, I wasn't trying to be Catholic here, okay? But the cross, okay? Christ. God reveals Himself in Christ. When you read Scripture, even the Old Testament, your goal and my goal is to see where and how can I see the revelation of Jesus Christ. Is that clear? When you look at the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar, it's not the revelation of the world kingdoms. It is partly, but that's not the point. The point is the stone cut without hands that will bring down all the kingdoms of this world. That's what we need to see. And this in itself is a revelation of who God is, of who Jesus is. Amen? So every type, every shadows of the Old Testament points to Jesus Christ of the New Testament. Amen? And so when we see scriptures, when we hear, when we look at the Old Testament, look for Jesus Christ. If we do that, we will be safe. All right? Otherwise, you might come up with some strange doctrine. God reveals himself in scripture. Everybody say scripture. Tell me, what are the scriptures? Come on. The Bible, right. Okay. Bible, right? So Genesis to Revelation are the scriptures that God has given to us. And so in the scriptures, God speaks to us. God describes and explains who he is. It speaks of our beginning. It speaks of the journey that God is taking us. And it tells us of our destiny. It tells of our future. As everything. In scripture, it reveals who Jesus is. Jesus said, the law, the prophet, and the writings, the psalms, they all speak of me. All right? Okay? When you look at scripture, look at everything, that all the points that we've already mentioned. In scripture, you have nature. In scripture, you have immorality of consciousness of men and women. In scripture, we have prophecy. In scripture, we have history. Understand what I'm saying so far? All right, so all of that is found in scripture. So you and I want to be in touch, want to be grounded and founded in Christ. We must also have, must be grounded in the scriptures. And the last one I want to mention here is personal experience. God reveals himself to us through, everybody say, personal experience. What does that mean? Okay? That means every single one of us here, through the Holy Spirit, must receive a revelation of who Jesus Christ is. And it is not something that man can impose on you. It's not something that you are taught. It is something that you receive from above into your life. That is supernatural, that is beyond the works of man. Though man can be a channel and an avenue for that to take place. But the work, or everything that happens, comes from above. Alright, and so that's why, and that's the reason why we as believers in Jesus Christ can stand for what we believe in, not because, my leaders say so, or not because I heard my pastor say about this. It's because you and I have this conviction in the Lord Jesus Christ because you have had a real experience with the Holy Spirit. You've had a real encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. It is as real can be, if that makes sense. Amen? So, as we've mentioned all of this, does that mean that we just need one out of all the things we've said? No. We need all aspects. We need scripture. We need prophecy, which prophecy will be found even in scripture. We need miracles. We need signs and wonders. We need everything. We need a personal experience. We need all of it. And I'm saying to you today, God reveals himself to us every day. And I want you to, sometimes we fail to recognize that these are the avenues which God is speaking. So we don't want to miss. So stay tuned and stay connected with the Holy Spirit, because God is speaking to you and to me. And to be grounded in the last days, in these last days, we need to have a revelation of who he is. You and I need to know what are the avenues by which God is revealing himself to us. Can I say this finally? And I don't want to spend too much time on this, but please read Daniel chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. Daniel was one person who was able to take all of these points that we mentioned here, put it together to understand the next step, to understand what is supposed to happen. He was able to take language of creation. He was able to take the morality, you know, the laws of God. He was able to take human history, put it into perspective, signs and wonders. He interpreted the dream. Prophecy, he gave prophetic words that is revealing Christ, that became scriptures, so that the people of God could have a personal encounter and go back and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. So I want you to see that you and I, God is speaking to you and I through these avenues. And we can go one step further and ask God, like you did with Daniel, Help me to see all these things, put it together, so that I can understand. So Father, I pray for the spirit of wisdom and understanding. I thank you that you've given us a revelation. You're revealing yourself. You're continuously revealing yourself. So I pray, may our eyes, our ears, our hearts, and every aspect of our lives be open to you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the churches. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. So you can know God. We can know God. We can hear God. Amen. You glad that you can do that? You glad that God chooses to reveal himself to us? Amen. So, but we have to press into those things, don't we? All right. Okay, without further ado now, I want to call my dear brother Dino to share the word of God with us.